with the Yardbirds. 7:14 the time. Welcome to a Friday edition of the Mornings with Ed Show. Delighted to have you here on what's going to be an absolutely gorgeous and beautiful day here in Laguna Beach. I swear I wish the taste in my mouth were better after hearing the news yesterday. I'm not sure that you knew, but let me put this into a little perspective, if I may. A couple of months back, and if you don't know, if you don't know what happened and what I'm talking about, what happened yesterday, I will I'll inform you in just a second. But I want to put a little perspective in this. A couple of months back, former Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi's husband Paul was attacked and viciously beaten with a hammer by a lunatic who had believed the constant verbal attacks and the lies that were spewed by Nancy Pelosi's political opponents. She has been a constant target, and their attacks were relentless. They were reckless, and they were dangerous. I'm talking about the verbal attacks were relentless and reckless and dangerous. And this mentally unstable cult follower of the former dumpster fire of a president and his fascist agenda attempted to murder Mr. Pelosi. And they would have killed him had police not been on the scene when it happened. As it was, he came very close. And his target, by the way, was Mrs. Pelosi, who fortunately wasn't home. She was in Washington, D.C. at the time. And this lunatic, this potential murderer, had his hate-filled fire fueled by people who hold public office and people who use their positions to stoke the coals of this hatred. And some would say irresponsibly. I say they knew exactly what they were doing, and their disdain for Mrs. Pelosi was palpable. All right? Let's turn now to our city manager, Sheree Dupuy. She's been working for the city for a few years. She loves this city. She works hard for it. She works efficiently for it. We spoke with Mayor Bob Whalen, who we'll be speaking with in a few minutes here, yesterday, about exactly how efficient she is. And after almost 3 years of unrelenting disrespect and disdain, and not just by a small group of local lunatics, but from a sitting member of the council, George Weiss, he's openly disrespected and marginalized Sheree. He's marginalized her and her office. And he's wondered aloud if the third-person rumors that he hears are true. Well, I don't know if it's true, but that's his MO. And after a couple of years of purposely feeding this fire, he got his wish. Hours after yet another city council meeting that was filled with trumped up accusations, speculations, and vitriol about her, some crap about her being on her cell phone and driving. She was on her cell phone, driving in her car. She got pulled over by the police. She got a ticket. She paid the ticket. End of story. But they can't stop there. This small group of lunatics, fueled by George Weiss, continues to beat up on the city manager. And they spent almost 15 minutes of council time this past Tuesday night doing exactly that. Charts and all kinds of crap like that. So they got their wish. After the meeting on Tuesday night, she goes home, wakes up yesterday morning, and our city manager's home was vandalized. She has been effectively terrorized at this point. Her home, the place she turns to relax at the end of her days, of her days serving the city, that place, her sanctuary. Her peace was breached. Her home was vandalized. What if these lunatics had chosen another path? What if it just wasn't somebody just wanting to smear feces all over her home? What if one of them had chosen to break into her home and beat her with a hammer? And here's what's worse. After the story broke, this same cult of lunatics who gleefully display their hate and ignorance on social media, they used that story to continue to bash the city manager for her contractual arrangement with the city about her house. That's what they got from the story. That. Not the fact of how horrible the actual act was and the possibilities that stem from it, but the fact that her house is partly owned by the city. That's where these lunatics continue to go on social media. This mindset, this hatred, this ignorance is the same mindset that racists have used throughout our history to burn crosses on the lawns of those that they feel don't belong. That's what it is. It's the same exact mindset. And it was fueled then by the terror and harassment on Speaker Pelosi, the same ones that vandal. It's essentially the same mindset of the ones that continue to vandalize and harass our city manager. George Weiss should take responsibility for driving that hatred, for driving that. But he won't. 720.
The serious things we should be talking about, the fun we should be having, the music we want to hear. The Mornings with Ed Show.
7:32 the time, 28 minutes before 8 o'clock. Welcome to a Friday edition of the Mornings with Ed Show. It's going to be a beautiful, gorgeous, and sunny Friday today. And we normally speak with Mayor Bob Whalen on Thursdays, and it's normally a conversation about what's happened at city council meetings, what can we expect coming forward. It's normally lighthearted. Unfortunately, this morning we have to cover something that is less than that. We welcome this morning, and we thank him for calling in this morning, Mayor Bob Whalen. Welcome, Mr. Mayor. How are you today?
Good, Ed. I'm fine. Thank you for putting me on. As you said, normally we talk weekly on Thursday, but you know there was an unprecedented event, a very sad event in our community yesterday regarding the city manager. And actually, it was right after you and I got off the air that I got a call from her telling me about this incident where her, you know, home was defaced with, you know, some combination, the police say, of feces and sewage, that very foul smelling material that was spread across the front porch and the walkway and the, you know, the front area of the house. So you know, she called, and immediately I arranged for a call with the police department, the city attorney, and myself, and the city manager to, you know, figure out what we should do. And we immediately knew the right thing to do was to share the information with our community and put it out there. And the reaction, frankly, is exactly what I expected. I spoke with the city manager last night, and so many people had reached out to her with, you know, phone calls and texts and emails to express their, you know, their shock, but also express their support, offer their, you know, support, whatever they could do to help. I know she felt that was just a terrific boost to her. And, you know, and as I say, the response I would expect from our community, right? This was so out of character for what we come to live with and expect in Laguna Beach. So it's shocking, but great response from the community. Much appreciated.
I was acrimonious when I learned of the facts yesterday, and I went on this morning. I don't know if you heard just a few minutes ago, I made the comparison to the attack on Paul Pelosi. In that it is exactly, for me, as I saw it, it is exactly that. It is a public servant, not that Paul Pelosi is, but Nancy Pelosi is. It is a public service, public servant being attacked because of a fire that was fueled by other people in office and a small minority of people who for some reason have something against that person. Have you ever seen a situation in this town where a city manager or any figure has been treated like this?
No, it's unprecedented. I've never seen it. You know, I've been around for 25 years now, in some capacity in public office, or service. But, you know, this one just went to a new level. Our police department is actively investigating it, and you know, I strongly urge, if there's anybody out there that has any lead or overhears anything, or anyone in that neighborhood or area who has a camera that they think might have captured some footage, even if it was just a car driving up the street, you know, in the wee hours of the morning. This happened sometime after 10 o'clock Wednesday night and before 7 a.m. Thursday morning. So it's in that time window there. And, you know, our police are, they're thorough. They're good investigators. Maybe something will turn up. Maybe not. But
does her property have cameras?
No, she did not. There were unfortunately no cameras at her property. So it would have to be a neighbor's camera, or, you know, we might look down at some cameras on Coast Highway, and if it shows any cars turning up into the neighborhood during that time frame. So we'll turn over whatever rock we can turn over to try to find the individual or individuals who participated in this, you know, terrible event. So again, I urge anyone who might have any information, no matter how, you know, whatever scrap of information you have that you think might be relevant, pass it along to our police department, and you can reach them at 949-497-0701.
Okay. And the type of charges that these individuals or this individual would face, are they different because she is a public figure and works for the city, or would they be just straight vandalism charges?
Right now, based on what the police have told me, because they don't have any further information, you know, it would be vandalism and trespassing. But, you know, it all depends on if you were able to find somebody and you were able to determine other motives, you know, or information. There may be other crimes that would be applicable. But, you know, the first thing is to try to develop some leads and find out who might have done this. It's not how we behave in this community, and I think everybody knows that.
And
couldn't believe it. I mean, people were just saying, "I just can't believe this." That is the common reaction I got yesterday.
The vast majority of this community, of course, would never even consider that. And I'm going to ask you the dinner table question. It's a sticky question for the morning, and I'll appreciate your honest response to it. For the last couple of years, she seems to have been under fire, or seemed to have gotten a level of disrespect or disdain from the dais. From a couple of the council members at some point, and currently from one of them, even this past Tuesday night, when they wasted 15 minutes of council time talking about a traffic incident involving her, there seems to be and seems to have been a level of disrespect that she faces. And as I said, I'm using the Pelosi example again, fueled by those in office. Is there some responsibility that Councilmember Weiss or anyone else should take for this? Or is there something that you've noticed?
You know, I don't think I can draw that conclusion at this point. I mean, everyone can evaluate the city manager, and it's, you know, on their own terms, and it's fair if you want to critique job performance. That's one thing. But if somebody chose to take this to a different level, and that's not okay. What I heard back, and you and I talked about this yesterday, even before I knew anything about this incident. What I said yesterday was, you know, she's strongly supported down at City Hall by her employees and her management team. And after this, I have people have reached out to me to say the same thing again, that she's doing a wonderful job for us. We're very supportive of her, you know, and we want to see her continue to lead the organization. So, you know, it's fine that my performance gets criticized. Everybody's performance gets criticized. But you need to keep your criticism to, you know, legitimate criticism of performance, you know, personal attacks online about physical appearance and items like, you know, you're stupid, insults. That's not the way to critique performance. The way to critique performance is to say, I disagree with this. I think you're taking us in the wrong direction in these areas. But, you know, to get personal and trying to create an environment where somehow you think she may throw the towel in because it's just too much, too much stress, too much anxiety. That's not a tactic that's I would ever endorse, and I think it's deplorable, really. So right. Stick to the merits.
Right.
Of the issue.
Beautifully stated, Mayor Whelan. And as the point I made earlier, she has now at this point been effectively terrorized.
Well, I know she's had a lot of anxiety and stress over it. And it's, you know, as I said in the statement yesterday, this city manager job, any city manager job, and I've been around a lot of them, but in my professional career and here in Laguna, it's a very stressful job. It is a tough job. And that's okay, because that's what you take on, right? But when it goes in this kind of direction and you pile on this sort of personal insults and attacks at your own residence, it takes it to a new level, and it's unfair and just can't be tolerated.
Well, I certainly appreciate you stepping in for us this morning, and please, I know you will, continue to give us updates as to the investigation as they come across your desk.
I will, and I certainly hope that some leads open up, and obviously, certainly hope that nothing like this ever, you know, happens again.
Certainly appreciate that. We always appreciate your time with us, Mayor Whelan. Thank you for the honest answers to the questions. Have a great, fantastic rest of the weekend. Let's move forward, as we know that Laguna residents do. When something happens to one of us, it happens to all of us. So thank you, Mayor Whelan.
Thanks, Ed. Appreciate the time.
Appreciate you, sir. 7:43 the time.